and Manuel is a dear friend of ours. When we were just a baby church over in the Christian school, Manuel and Marta were so gracious to come and see us their last Sunday in the USA before they went back to Juarez. And I don't know if you know much about Juarez, but Juarez is, even for people of that are, nationality of they're Mexican nationals, Juarez is typically not the city that they settle in, right? It's not the place most Mexican nationals want to go, but it is one of the greatest places to do ministry. And when they left, there was no drug war. There was to speak of. It was really known for its maquiladoras and the incredible financial prosperity that was offered there along the border, as it is a gateway for the United States. And so it was almost my first trip into Juarez. It was like I didn't leave the United States. I mean, it was, everyone spoke Spanish, but it was very, very much, you know, much more advanced than I was used to when I traveled. And so when we started, my first trip, by the way, was before Pastor Manuel was down there. And it was a different place back then. I personally was driving all over Juarez, no problems, no cares, in our van. Don't tell Tracy. And because I'm not sure how much our insurance could cover on that. But it was crazy. But the driving's a little different down there. But we had a great time, helped them put up a fence around the building. And it was just a very carefree atmosphere before Pastor Manuel and when Pastor Manuel first went down. But as you guys probably know, Juarez became the epicenter of the cartel war and became kind of ground zero of control, because not only does it serve as an economic pipeline of legitimate products, it also serves as an economic pipeline of illegitimate product coming in and out of the USA. And so it's a big point of contention among the cartels. And so that being said, Pastor Manuel and Marta have endured a very difficult season of ministry, and they never left. They stayed put, and it's just been incredible. And I just appreciate Pastor Manuel's tenacity and his willingness to stand. You know, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible tells us to stand, therefore. And I know it was not always easy for Pastor Manuel. And you know how it is in spiritual warfare. It's not just the issues of physical things around you. It's also spiritual issues, probably even more intensely. His children growing and going. And also just the way the adversary works and works you and wears you down and has to bring big question marks to you know, is this worth it? Should we stay? Should we continue? And so one of the things that I used to really love about Juarez is this: the spirit of the people and the churches. It's incredible, because it got so bleak and dark that finally the pastors, Pastor Manuel included, just said, "That's it. We're just going to go out and start witnessing to everybody, because there's no hope for this city but Jesus Christ." And I tell you what, that's really when things started to change. And God had done a good work there. It's still not perfect. I'm sure it's still a very violent city in many ways. But God has allowed some peace, and Pastor Manuel's been able to continue the ministry. And the main thing is it's really that eclipses the main mission of what it's really about, which is getting people saved. That physical warfare is just a manifestation of a greater spiritual warfare. And it just highlights, with a big yellow highlighter, the importance of a key city and a key man. And at HBF, we're all about supporting key men and key cities, men that God has called to a real battle. And I tell you what, we've got one right here. And I'm so glad that you guys are here tonight to be able to hear from Pastor Manuel, because this is what Pastor Manuel and Marta and their church, they're just people, just like I said on Sunday night or Sunday morning last week. I keep emphasizing, Paul was just a person, right? Manuel's just a guy. But the reality is God's using him in a mighty way. And he has brought him here tonight to encourage our hearts. And when he came in for Vision Conference, how many of you are here when he came for Vision Conference? Man, he was, brother, God used you that week. It was excellent. And it was just an excellent time. And so I just can't say enough about about you, brother. I just love you. Thank you. I don't get a chance to fellowship with him as much as I would like because we're always going different directions. But it's just really good to be able to have time with you tonight. And we're really glad that you're here. Give Pastor Man, well, first of all, Pastor Martha, could you stand up so everyone sees who you are? She's hiding in the back. Give her some HBF love. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry if I stole that from you, brother. You can do that again. And then would you give Pastor Manuel some HBF love as he comes to preach to us tonight?
Buenas noches a todos.
Good evening to everyone.
Me da gusto nuevamente estar con ustedes esta noche.
It's a pleasure for me to be with you all again this evening.
Quisiéramos tener a Cory siempre junto a nosotros cuando estamos aquí en este país.
Said he would like to take me as his translator around with him everywhere he goes in the country.
Me siento muy cómodo junto a él.
Because we do feel very comfortable together.
Cuando estoy predicando siento que casi estoy solo porque lo está haciendo ameno también.
Whenever he's preaching, I try to make it to where it's just him preaching, and I'm just a reflection of what he's doing.
Gracias por invitarme, Pastor, esta noche.
Thank you, Pastor, for inviting us this evening.
Gracias por los grupos que han ido con nosotros.
And thank you for the groups who have gone down.
Durante todos estos años que tenemos allá en Juárez, 10 años aproximadamente.
Come down to visit us all these years that we've been down in Juárez.
La verdad que Juárez, la violencia ha bajado considerablemente.
The truth is that the violence has gone down considerably.
De 33 crímenes diarios.
From 33 crimes a day.
Hemos bajado a 4, a 5, a 3.
We've gone down to 4 or 5.
Entonces es muy considerable.
So it's very considerable.
Las maquiladoras han empezado a trabajar.
The maquiladoras have begun to work again.
La vida parece que se normaliza.
And it seems that life is getting back to normal.
Gracias a Dios y que nos ha mantenido y gracias a Dios por sus oraciones.
We're thankful that God has kept us and we're thankful to God for your prayers.
Por su support.
Thank you for your support.
Por su amistad.
For your friendship.
Y por su amor para nosotros durante todos estos años.
And for your love towards us throughout all these years.
Son 10 años que tenemos juntos.
We've been together 10 years now.
Lo representamos a México a ustedes, en
and
México a ustedes.
We represent your church in Mexico.
Vamos a tratar, el pastor me dijo que terminara a las 9 y media.
Pastor said that you guys like to get out of here about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Vamos a tratar de salir a tiempo.
So we're going to try and get out of here on time.
No se crea, no es muy largo.
We're not going to be that long, I promise.
Es mucho tiempo el que me ha dado realmente.
But we do have a lot of time that we've been given. We're thankful for that.
Gracias, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Vamos a hablar o tratar de hablar.
We're going to speak or at least attempt to speak.
Y que Dios nos ayude.
With the help of the Lord.
Sobre el doble ánimo.
About being double-minded.
La persona de doble ánimo.
The person that's double-minded.
Vamos a orar esta noche.
Let's pray this evening.
Gracias, Señor, que nos da por nos darnos la oportunidad.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity.
De predicar tu palabra.
The opportunity to preach your word.
Que no salga nada, Señor.
Lord, we ask that nothing would come from us.
Que no sea tu palabra.
That would not be your word.
Que bendiga las vidas.
That you would bless the lives here.
Que bendiga los corazones.
You would bless their hearts.
Bendiga las familias.
You would bless the families.
Bendícenos esta noche, Señor.
Bless us this evening, Lord.
Danos tu palabra.
Give us your word.
Y danos oídos dóciles para escuchar tu palabra.
And give us listening ears to hear from you.
El hombre de doble ánimo.
The double-minded man.
Vamos a tratar de predicar esta noche. Me faltó el amén, por eso se quedaron así.
Maybe you guys fell asleep because I didn't say amen at the end of my prayer.
Se me olvidó.
I forgot.
Yo creo que nunca se me había olvidado decir amén.
I don't think I've forgotten that before, so it's the first time.
Okay. El hombre de doble mente, de doble ánimo.
The double-minded man.
Antes de llegar a las escrituras,
before we go into the scriptures,
¿cómo batallamos con gente de doble ánimo?
It's important to note how much of a battle it is when
batallamos en las familias.
We confront a double-minded man in our families,
en los trabajos,
in our jobs,
en el deporte,
in sports.
Y batallamos mucho en las iglesias con gente de doble ánimo.
We battle in our churches with double-minded people.
Había en el campo, en una zona del una parte del campo de Wyoming,
out in the country of Wyoming,
parte para acampar,
there was a place that was set up for camping.
Entonces la gente enviaba sus sus solicitudes a la oficina sobre cosas que veían bien o cosas que necesitaba el campamento.
And as sometimes it's customary to do, people would send in different opinions and reviews about the place and suggestions for how they can make it better.
Cuando ustedes las oigan,
and when you hear them,
ustedes notarán qué difícil es el ser humano.
You'll realize how difficult human beings really are sometimes.
Es igual en las iglesias.
It's the same thing in our churches.
Hace mucho frío.
Sometimes it's too cold.
Hace mucho calor.
It's too hot.
El mensaje estuvo muy corto.
The message is too short.
El mensaje estuvo muy largo.
It's too long.
La iglesia está muy cerca.
The church is too close.
La iglesia está muy lejos.
The church is too far.
La iglesia está muy chica.
It's too small.
Es muy grande.
It's too big.
Es muy difícil.
It's too difficult.
Mantener el gusto por la gente.
It's difficult to please everybody.
Vamos a lo que dijeron estas gentes.
Well, let's look at what these people said
lo que dijeron
about the campground.
Acuérdense que es un campamento.
Just remember, this is like a campground area.
Le mandan decir al director.
So they send out to the owners.
Una persona le envía un.
One person writes a letter.
Los senderos necesitan ser más anchos.
The paths need to be wider.
Para que la gente pueda pasar.
So that people can go down.
Tomada de la mano.
And hold hands while they're on the path.
Otra persona le escribió.
Another person writes them.
Los senderos necesitan ser reconstruidos.
The paths, they need to be rebuilt.
Por favor, no construya senderos.
And please, let's don't build any paths.
Cuesta arriba.
That go uphill.
La tercera dijo.
The third one says.
Coloquen canastas.
We need to place baskets.
Para tener vistas maravillosas.
Or like a lookout para, type of an area so that you can look out on different landscapes.
Sin tener que caminar.
So we don't have to walk so far to see beautiful areas of the park.
Otra persona escribió.
Somebody else wrote.
Los coyotes hicieron demasiado ruido anoche.
The coyotes made too much noise last night.
Y me mantuvieron despierto.
They kept me awake all night long.
Por favor, erradiquen estos animales fastidiosos.
Please, you guys need to be responsible for eradicating all of these bothersome animals.
Otro hombre escribió.
Another man wrote.
Un pequeño venado.
A little baby deer.
Vino a mi campamento.
Came up into my part of the camp.
Se robó mi frasco de pepinos.
And he stole my jar of pickles.
¿Hay alguna manera en que me puedan reembolsar?
And I think you guys should probably refund me for my jar of pickles.
Otro escribió.
Another one wrote.
Escaleras eléctricas.
We need escalators.
¿Eléctricas?
The escalator, electric escalators.
Serían de mucha ayuda.
And they would help us a lot.
Para no subir las colinas a
pie. That way we don't have to go up steep hills.
Otra persona escribió.
Another person wrote.
Un restaurante McDonald's.
McDonald's restaurant.
Estaría muy bueno a la entrada del campamento.
Would be great right at the entrance to the campground.
Otro escribió.
Another one wrote.
Este campamento tiene demasiadas rocas en la montaña.
You know, this campground really has way too many rocks up on the mountainside.
Qué difícil es la gente.
People can be difficult, can't they?
Es muy difícil mantenerla feliz.
It's difficult to keep people happy.
Ni nosotros nos mantenemos felices a nosotros mismos.
We can't even keep ourselves happy most of the time.
Vamos a hablar el hombre de doble ánimo y la persona de doble mente.
We'll be speaking this evening on the person that is double-minded, a person that is double-minded in who they are.
Santiago capítulo 1, versículo 8.
James chapter 1, verse 8 is where we'll go first. James chapter 1, verse 8.
Si lo lees.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Dice que el hombre de doble ánimo es inconstante en todos sus caminos.
That the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Veo que algunos están buscándolo todavía.
I see some of you guys are looking for it there.
Vamos a esperar que lo encuentren.
We'll give you the chance to find it.
Entonces vamos a tener un escrito a la oficina.
All right, so we're going to write one of our own letters to the office.
La de Harrisonville.
We'll send it into the office here.
El pastor no dio lo suficiente tiempo para encontrar.
Pastor, he didn't give us enough time to find the Bible verses.
Así que vamos a encontrar los versículos. Versículo 8 dice.
Verse 8 says.
El hombre de doble ánimo es inconstante en todos sus caminos.
A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
El hombre de doble ánimo.
The double-minded man.
La persona de doble ánimo. La palabra viene del griego que quiere decir disugos.
The word here for double-minded comes from a Greek word, and in Greek it would sound something like disugos.
Di dos.
Di means double or two.
Sugos, alma.
And su comes from the word for soul.
Doble alma.
double soul.
Doble ánimo.
Double mind.
El hombre de dos sentimientos.
A man that has two feelings.
Dos personalidades.
Two sets of personalities.
Dos propósitos.
Two purposes.
Doble corazón, un corazón dividido.
A divided heart.
Una mente dividida.
A divided mind.
Es la persona que quiere hacer una cosa y termina haciendo otra.
The person that wants to do one thing and he ends up doing something else.
Cuanto más quiere hacer algo, termina haciendo otra cosa.
He desires to do one thing and he ends up doing something else.
Quiere leer la Biblia y termina viendo la televisión.
He wants to read the Bible and he ends up just watching TV at night.
Su vida se encuentra en un vaivén.
His life is just a coming and a going.
En un dilema.
It's always a dilemma.
Siempre está en un conflicto.
There's always a conflict.
Es la persona de doble ánimo.
The double-minded man.
No puede llegar muy lejos.
He will never get far in life.
No puede lograr nada definido en la vida.
He can't accomplish anything definitive in his life.
Ni en la familia.
Nor in his family.
Ni en el deporte.
Nor in sports.
Ni en los negocios.
Or in business.
Ni en la iglesia.
Or in church.
La gente de doble ánimo.
People that are double-minded.
La Biblia nos enseña.
The Bible teaches us.
Que nosotros tenemos que tener gente con decisiones firmes.
That we need to be people that make firm decisions.
Tener un propósito en la vida.
We need to have a purpose in our lives.
Y mantenernos en las decisiones que tomamos en la vida.
And we need to keep those decisions that we make in our lives.
Cuando tenemos que prepararnos para alguna cosa,
when we have to prepare ourselves for something,
tenemos que tener una decisión,
we should make a decision,
y mantenernos en ella.
And we should keep that decision.
Dice pastor, es la única vez que eso habla. Santiago 4:8 nos sigue diciendo.
You say, pastor, that's the only place you find that in the Bible. Well, James actually continues and says,
Santiago 4:8 continúa diciendo,
chapter 4, verse 8 continues and says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Y vosotros los de doble ánimo, dice.
And you that are double-minded, what does it say?
Purificad vuestros corazones.
Tells them to purify your hearts.
Necesitamos tener un ánimo en nuestras vidas.
We need to have single-mindedness in our lives.
Necesitamos mantenernos en una decisión en la vida.
We need to keep the decisions that we make in our lives.
Es bien importante en nuestras iglesias tener gente firme.
That in our churches we have firm people.
Una vez que tomemos una decisión,
and once we make a decision,
mantenernos en ella.
That we keep that decision.
Si decimos, esta es nuestra iglesia,
if you say, this is my church,
en esta iglesia me quedo,
I'll stay in this church,
en esta iglesia trabajo,
in this church I'll work,
amaré a la gente que tengo dentro de iglesia,
I'll get people here to come to this
amaré
church,
amaré al pastor de esta iglesia,
I'll love the pastor of this
amaré
church,
amaré a los diáconos,
I'll love the deacons of the church,
entregaré mi tiempo a la iglesia,
I'll give my time to this church,
porque hacemos una decisión en nuestras vidas,
because we've made that decision in our
es
lives.
Es muy difícil cuando tenemos gente en nuestras iglesias,
it's difficult when we find people in our church,
que tienen un vaivén en su vida,
that their lives are a constant coming and going.
A veces los tenemos como que se van,
sometimes we know that they're gone,
y a veces los tenemos como que se quedan.
And then sometimes we think, well, they're going to stay.
Necesitamos mantener una sola dirección en nuestras vidas.
We need to keep one constant direction flowing
in our lives.
Y mantenernos
en la misma dirección en nuestras vidas.
And
es
we need to
importante.
Stay on the same path in our lives. It's very important.
Es muy enfermizo para nosotros en nuestras vidas siempre estar desequilibrados pensando, teniendo dos pensamientos.
It's very sickly in our lives if we are constantly battling between two mindsets.
Necesitamos encontramos en la Escritura un ejemplo de gente de doble ánimo.
An example of people that are double-minded.
Israel, Elías de pronto se encontró frente a los israelitas.
Suddenly Elijah finds himself before the Israelites.
Y tiene que tomar un reto frente a ellos.
And he challenges them.
Primera de Reyes.
Turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
Capítulo 18.
Chapter 18.
Verso 21.
Verse 21.
Dice la Escritura, esperamos que lo encuentren.
We'll give you guys a second to find it. 1 Kings 18:21.
No nos vamos a estar mucho en el mensaje por lo largo del mensaje.
We won't camp here because the message is so long.
Vamos a estar si no hayan pronto la Escritura.
But we'll let you guys find it here for a minute.
18:21.
18:21.
¿Qué dice la Escritura?
Scripture says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word.
Qué interesante.
It's interesting.
Está Elías ante el pueblo.
Here we find Elijah before all the people.
Y se enfrenta entre ellos.
He's confronted them.
Y les hace una pregunta.
And he asked them a question.
¿Hasta cuándo claudicaréis?
How long?
Vosotros.
Halt ye.
Entre dos pensamientos, dice español.
Between two opinions. In Spanish it says two decisions.
Dice, si Jehová es Dios,
if the Lord be God,
seguirle.
Follow him.
Si Baal es Dios,
but if Baal,
y de en pos de él,
then follow him.
¿Y qué dice que contestó el pueblo?
And what does it say that the people answered him?
Dijo el pueblo, seguiremos a Dios.
The people said, we're going to follow after God.
No dice que siguieron a Dios.
It doesn't say they followed after God.
El pueblo dijo, seguiremos a los Baales.
The people said, yeah, we'll go after the Baals.
Tampoco dijeron a los Baales.
They didn't say that they would follow after Baal
either. Dice que el pueblo guardó silencio.
It says that the people were silent.
A mí me dice mucho el silencio que ellos contienen.
Their silence tells me a whole lot about
no
them.
No tenían una decisión segura.
They hadn't made a firm decision.
Su mente estaba dividida.
Their mind was divided.
Los reta Elías.
Elijah challenges them.
Les dice, si Jehová es Dios,
he says to them, if Jehovah is God,
pónganse en esta línea y sígale.
Then you guys get on the path and follow
Métanse
him.
En este camino.
You guys get on this path behind him.
Pero si los Baales,
but if Baal,
métanse en esta ruta.
You guys go after them.
Y ellos se encuentran en una encrucijada, en un Y.
They find themselves at a Y in
no
their
saben
lives.
Cuál de los dos caminos tomar.
And they don't know which path to
Está
take.
Está dividida su mente.
Their mind is divided.
Encontramos a Elías que lo reta.
We find Elijah challenging them.
Si alguien aquí esta noche está batallando.
Someone here this evening is battling.
En alguna cuestión.
In any question.
Tal vez en el negocio.
Maybe a business.
Tal vez en la familia.
Maybe in your family.
Tal vez durante la iglesia.
Maybe during church.
Algo que tiene que hacer en la vida.
Something you have to do in life.
Necesita tomar una decisión.
You have a decision you need to make.
Las indecisiones nos matan.
Indecisiveness can kill.
Nos enferman.
It makes us sick.
Tenemos que llegar al doctor.
We've got to go to the doctor.
Necesitamos tener una decisión.
We need to make a decision.
Y una vez que tomamos esa decisión,
once we make that decision,
nos mantenemos en ella.
We need to keep it.
Dice Elías, digan cuál de los dos toman.
Elijah tells them, which road are you
going to
take?
Y la gente no puede tener palabra.
And the people can't answer a word.
Tenemos que tomar decisiones en la vida.
We need to make decisions in our lives.
No, si no vamos a claudicar entre dos pensamientos.
If not, we will be the ones halting
entre
between
dos
two opinions.
Caminos.
Between two paths.
Segunda de Reyes, capítulo 17, verso 41.
Turn to 2 Kings.
Segunda de Reyes.
2 Kings.
Capítulo 17, verso 41.
Chapter 17:41.
Lo lees, por favor.
2 Kings 17:41. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day.
Así también. Así temieron a Jehová aquellas gentes.
So it says these nations feared the Lord.
Así encuentro yo que esta gente está temiendo a Dios.
We find that they did have fear of the Lord.
Pero no es lo único que tienen.
But it's not the only thing they had.
Al mismo tiempo,
at the same time,
sirvieron a sus ídolos.
They served their graven images.
¿Y qué vino como consecuencia?
And what was the consequence of this?
Sus hijos,
their children,
y sus nietos,
and their children's children,
como hicieron sus padres,
as did their fathers.
Dice el libro de Reyes,
the book of Kings says,
siguen haciendo hasta el día de hoy.
So do they unto this day.
Así que no es solamente nuestras vidas.
So it's not just our lives.
Tenemos pasos que nos siguen.
We have footsteps that come behind us.
Tenemos niños que nos siguen.
We have children that follow us.
Tenemos jóvenes que nos siguen.
We have young people that will follow us.
Tenemos nietos, los que somos abuelos, que nos siguen.
Those who are grandparents have grandchildren that follow them.
Hay un dicho en español, yo no sé si se suena en el inglés.
There's a phrase in Spanish, I don't know if it's the same in English.
Algunas veces no suena bien.
Sometimes when you translate a phrase, they don't translate very well.
Dice de tal palo tal astilla.
It says as the tree, so is the splinter. That makes
no
sense.
No suena tan bien, pero pues tiene
un cierto
sonido.
I kind of tripped over that a little bit, but as the tree, so is the splinter.
Así
same
que,
wood.
Así que continuemos en nuestra vida.
So we continue in our lives.
Cuidando nuestras vidas.
Taking care of
cuidando
our lives.
Cuidando nuestros pensamientos.
Being careful of our thoughts.
Cuidando nuestros corazones.
Caring for our hearts.
Yo tengo que cuidar mi corazón todos los días.
I have to be careful and guard my heart every day.
Es muy fácil meterme en una encrucijada en la vida.
It's very easy to come up against one of those.
Y perderme mentalmente.
One of those divided parts of the road in our lives
entre dos pensamientos.
And have our minds be
y no
divided between two thoughts.
A mi vida.
It doesn't just affect my lives,
afecto a la vida de mis hijos,
but it affects my children's lives.
Y afecto la vida de mis nietos.
It affects my grandchildren's lives.
Así que esta gente,
so these people,
está temiendo a Jehová,
they're fearing the Lord.
Y al mismo tiempo,
and at the same time,
están sirviendo a sus ídolos,
they're serving their graven images.
Así que esa gente es de doble mente.
These are people that are double-minded.
Sus hijos
and their children,
y sus nietos,
their grandchildren,
fueron afectados.
Were affected.
Afectamos las vidas de los demás.
We affect the lives of the people around us.
¿No se ha fijado usted?
Have you realized?
Que alguna vez usted está en su casa.
Sometimes you'll be at home.
Es padre de familia.
You're the father of the household.
O tal vez la madre.
Maybe the mother of the household.
No dice usted nada.
You don't say anything.
Pero algo está pasando difícil dentro de su vida.
But something difficult is going on in your life.
Usted no ha dicho nada.
You haven't said anything.
Tal vez su esposo, tal vez sus hijos ya grandes le pregunta, ¿algo pasa?
Maybe your husband, maybe your children, they're a little older and realize, ask you, is there something wrong?
Hay una energía alrededor.
There's a wrong energy around you.
Que lo demuestra en nuestras vidas con nuestros seres queridos.
And it shows up in your lives, and it shows up in the lives of the people around you that love you.
Yo he sido pastor tal vez 40 años.
I've been a pastor for about 40 years.
Empecé cuando tenía 2 años.
I started when I was 2. You guys will get that in a minute.
Algunas veces le hablo a gente,
sometimes,
hermanos, que fui su primer pastor hace muchos años.
Sometimes I speak to people and I was the first pastor that they ever had many years ago.
Y ellos me dicen, ¿pasa algo, pastor?
Something wrong, pastor?
Su voz no se oye
Your
bien.
Voice just doesn't sound the same.
Estamos a kilómetros de distancia.
We're miles of distance away from each other.
A veces hablo con ellos.
Sometimes I'll call them up and speak with them.
Díjese, usted no pierde la energía, pastor.
And they encourage me, pastor, don't lose that fire and the energy you have.
¿Qué pasa?
What happens?
Depende el estado en que nos encontramos algunas veces.
Sometimes it depends on how we're feeling the time that they called us.
Yo le dije a mi esposa el otro día.
I was saying to my wife the other day.
Voy a tratar de ser feliz.
You know, I'm going to try and be happy.
De aquí.
From here.
Hasta el tiempo que Dios me dé.
Until the time that God takes me home.
Tal vez voy a empezar muy tarde.
I probably started too late.
Las circunstancias, a veces pensamos que las circunstancias deben ser las mejores para estar bien.
Sometimes we think only if the circumstances are the best can we be good.
Cuando han pasado 40 años de mi ministerio.
When you've gone through 40 years of ministry.
He entendido que nunca van a ser las mejores circunstancias.
Having gone through 40 years of ministry, I realized that circumstances aren't always the best when we want them to be.
Así que tenemos que vivir cada día.
So we have to live each day.
Y necesitamos tener para eso una mente dirigida.
And
no
we need
tener
to keep,
doble mente en nuestras vidas.
We need to keep single-mindedness in our hearts and not be double-minded for that to happen.
La peor cosa que tenemos en nuestras vidas.
The worst things or the worst thing that we have in our lives.
Es cuando perdemos el entusiasmo.
Is when we lose our enthusiasm.
Cuando perdemos nuestra pasión.
When we lose our passion.
Cuando usted le agrega pasión a lo que hace.
When you add passion into what you do.
Entonces eso se hace en una convicción.
It turns into a conviction in your life.
Pero tenemos que vencer dos obstáculos en la vida.
But in life we have to conquer two obstacles.
La apatía.
Apathy.
Y la debilidad.
¿Debilidad?
Sí.
Apathy and weakness.
Si usted puede cambiar la actitud,
if you can change your attitude,
podemos cambiar nuestras vidas.
We can change our lives.
Vamos a hacer todo en la vida con una sonrisa.
We'll do everything in our lives with a smile on our face, right?
Le agregaremos belleza a la vida.
When we put a smile on our face, we add beauty to our lives.
Una mujer que fue a la iglesia,
a lady that came to our church,
era una metodóloga.
She was very methodical.
Y me dijo,
she said to me,
lo que tengo yo contra los hombres, pastor, en las iglesias,
pastor, I've got something against men in general, especially ones at church.
Es que los hombres no tienen pasión.
The men just don't have passion.
Me puso pensativa.
I stopped to think for a minute.
Dijo, los hombres no tienen pasión.
Men in general just don't have passion?
Solo las mujeres tienen pasión.
Only women do, right?
Posiblemente estás pensando en tu esposo.
I thought to myself, maybe she's just thinking about her own husband.
Porque no conoce a todos los demás hombres.
Because she doesn't know the rest of the men that I know.
Pero sí necesitamos pasión en nuestras vidas.
But we do need that passion in our lives.
Para que se conviertan en fuertes convicciones dentro de nosotros.
So that they become strong convictions in our lives.
Necesitamos ser diligentes.
And we need to be diligent.
Para salir de ese doble ánimo en nuestras vidas.
We have to be diligent to be able to get out of double-mindedness.
Pablo le dice a Timoteo.
Paul says to Timothy.
¿Cómo se mantenga en la vida?
How to keep this going in our lives.
Segunda de Timoteo, capítulo 4, versículo 2.
2 Timothy 4, verse 2.
Segunda de Timoteo, capítulo 4, versículo 2.
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2.
Dice, predica la palabra.
It says, preach the word.
Predica la palabra.
Preach the word.
Insta.
Be instant.
A tiempo y fuera de tiempo.
In season and out of season.
Redarguye.
Reprove.
Reprende.
Rebuke.
Exhorta con toda paciencia y doctrina.
Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
¿Cómo dice?
What does it say?
A tiempo y fuera de tiempo.
In season and out of season.
En todo tiempo.
In all times.
Cada vez que estudiamos seriamente a personalidades en la vida,
each time we seriously study the personalities that we find in Scripture,
que fueron extraordinarias en la Escritura,
people that were extraordinary, that jump out the pages of Scripture,
o personas célebres fuera que no están en las Escrituras, pero fueron algo relevante en la vida,
even people that did something relevant with their lives outside of Scripture, maybe someone modern day,
y pensamos nosotros, esa grandeza se produjo,
and we think to ourselves, that greatness that they
porque
experienced
tenían mucha educación,
came as a result of their great education,
porque tenían grandes talentos,
because they had great talents,
porque vivían cerca de una gran universidad,
they lived right next to a big university,
porque tus padres eran millonarios,
because their parents were millionaires,
porque tenían una salud formidable,
because they had the best health their whole life.
Pero si nos metemos a estudiar grandes biografías,
but if you sit down to study or read through biographies,
si las estudiamos desde las Escrituras,
or if we study the people from Scriptures,
y las estudiamos en la historia contemporánea,
or we study someone from contemporary history,
nos daremos que no fue así.
We realize it's not always like that.
Voy a darles una historia.
I'm going to give you guys an example of a story.
Posiblemente ustedes, de hecho ustedes la conocen mejor que yo.
I'm sure that all of you all know this story much better than I do.
Si no la conocían,
if you didn't know it before,
es posible que podamos conocer algo más esta noche.
Maybe we can all learn something this
evening. Nosotros tenemos posiblemente la única ciudad en México.
We probably have the only city in Mexico, the city of Juárez.
La ciudad de Juárez que tiene una calle.
The city of Juárez that has a street.
Que tiene el nombre de un presidente.
That has the name of a president.
Pero no de México.
Not a Mexican president.
Tiene un nombre del presidente de Estados Unidos.
He has the name of an American president.
Se llama calle Abraham Lincoln.
And the name of the street is Street Abraham Lincoln.
Muchos han dicho a los periódicos porque tenemos un nombre de americano de un presidente de los Estados Unidos.
I've even read in a newspaper, why in the world do we have a street named after an American president?
Pero se mantiene esa calle como la calle
Lincoln. Keeps his name, Lincoln Street.
Así que pronto vamos por la calle Morin.
So whenever we're going down Morin Street,
por la calle Primera,
go down First Street,
y decimos pásate a la calle Lincoln.
And you say you have to turn on the Lincoln Street.
Así que Lincoln está en nuestra ciudad.
So Lincoln is in our city.
Y me dio por saber quién fue Lincoln.
And so I started looking back, and who was Lincoln?
Ustedes saben toda la historia de Lincoln.
You guys already know all of his history.
Cada pedazo.
Every little detail, right?
Voy a repetírsela lo que ustedes ya saben.
I'm just going to repeat a little bit of what you guys already know.
Pensaríamos que nació teniendo todo.
I would think that he was born with everything.
Rico.
Very rich.
Muy talentoso.
Talented.
Bien sano.
Very healthy.
Todas las comodidades.
All of the comforts in
Vamos
life.
A ver quién fue Abraham Lincoln.
But let's just look at who Abraham Lincoln
Nació en 1809.
Was. He was born in 1809.
En una cabaña de troncos.
In a log cabin.
En el estado de Kentucky.
In the state of Kentucky.
Su padre.
His father.
Fue un obrero analfabeto.
Was a common worker, but he was illiterate.
Y su madre.
Then his mother.
Una mujer frágil y enfermiza.
Was a very fragile woman and very sick.
La familia se vio obligada.
The family was obligated.
A abandonar su casa.
To leave the home.
Antes que el niño tuviera 7 años de edad.
Before the young man was 7 years old.
Y su padre murió.
His father passed away.
Cuando él tenía 9 años de edad.
When he was 9 years old.
En 1831.
In 1831.
Trató de dedicarse a los negocios.
He tried to start a business.
Pero fracasó.
But he failed.
Un año después.
A year later.
Fue candidato a la legislatura del estado de Kentucky.
He went as a candidate for the legislature of Kentucky.
Pero no tuvo éxito.
But he was not successful.
Este mismo año.
That same year.
Perdió su empleo.
Lost his job.
Sus ingresos.
And his income.
Entró a la escuela de leyes.
He went into law school.
Pero fue rechazado.
But he was rejected.
Por sus pésimas calificaciones.
Because of his poor grades.
Poco después,
a little while later,
inició otra actividad,
started another type of business,
utilizando un dinero prestado,
using some money that he had borrowed,
consiguió con un amigo de confianza,
a friend that was that he trusted,
para hacer un negocio,
to start a business,
pero antes de un año,
but before the year was up,
se evaporó todo el dinero que tenía,
all the capital they had evaporated,
y fracasó nuevamente,
and he failed again.
Abraham Lincoln se declaró en quiebra.
Abraham Lincoln declared bankruptcy.
Y pasó los siguientes 17 años.
And he spent the following 17 years of his life.
Pagando la deuda.
Paying his debt.
En 1835.
In 1835.
Se enamoró perdidamente.
He fell head over heels in love with Anne Rutledge.
Ese nombre no lo puedo pronunciar.
Sometimes he has trouble pronouncing the name.
Solo para quedar con el corazón destrozado.
So he falls hopelessly in love just to have his heart broken.
Porque ella murió.
Because she passed away.
Poco después de su compromiso.
A little while after they were engaged.
Un año después.
A year later.
Sufrió un colapso nervioso.
He suffered a nervous breakdown.
Y pasó los siguientes 6 meses recuperándose en cama.
Spent the next 6 months of his life recovering in bed.
Para 1838,
in 1838,
buscó ser presidente de la legislatura del estado.
He sought to be the president of the legislature of the state.
Pero fue derrotado.
But he failed.
2 años más tarde, 1840,
2 years later, in 1840,
se presentó a las elecciones.
Again, he went.
De poca importancia del estado.
He tried to get elected to a very small office in the state.
Y fue derrotado.
And he was beaten again.
3 años más tarde.
3 years later.
1843.
1843.
Fue candidato al Congreso.
Candidate to the legislature.
Y fracasó.
And he failed.
En 1846.
In 1846.
Fue nuevamente candidato al Congreso.
Once again candidate for Congress.
Y ganó.
And he won.
Pero solamente 2 años después,
2 years later, however,
fue candidato a la reelección,
he was up for re-election,
y fracasó.
And he failed.
En 1849,
in 1849,
trató de ser funcionario de catastro,
he tried to become a tax collector,
pero nuevamente fue rechazado.
But once again, he was rejected.
Para 1854,
in 1854,
fue candidato al Senado de los Estados Unidos de América.
He went as candidate for the Senate of the United States.
Pero fracasó nuevamente.
But once again, he was beat.
Para 1856,
in 1856,
buscó ser postulado para la Convención Nacional del Partido a la vicepresidencia de los Estados Unidos.
He tried to get the nomination for vice president of the United States.
Y obtuvo solamente menos de 100 votos.
And he couldn't even get 100 votes.
Y sufrió nuevamente una
Once
vergonzosa
again,
derrota.
He suffered a very shameful defeat.
Para 1858,
in 1858,
fue candidato al Senado.
He once again tried to be a candidate for the Senate.
Pero nuevamente perdió.
And once again he lost.
Para 1860,
in 1860,
Abraham Lincoln fue elegido presidente de los Estados Unidos.
Was elected president of the United States of America.
Pero en ese tiempo,
but in that time,
vivió la guerra más desoladora que ha experimentado esta nación.
Desolate war that the nation has ever gone through.
Pero su perseverancia,
but his perseverance,
lo premió con un éxito político,
awarded him with political success,
y fue reelegido,
and he was re-elected,
para su segundo mandato,
for his second term.
Lamentablemente,
and unfortunately,
en abril de 1865,
April of 1865,
fue asesinado.
He was assassinated.
No tenía todo.
He had everything, right?
No tenía riquezas.
He didn't have all the riches.
No tenía todo.
He didn't have everything.
Pero fue un hombre de éxito.
But he was a successful man.
Es un hombre que nuestra ciudad tiene una calle.
That our city has named a street after.
Yo he caminado por las calles.
I've walked down Lincoln Street.
Seguramente ustedes sabían esta historia.
I know you guys already knew that.
Se la sabían de memoria.
By memory, right?
Yo me la sé porque la tengo escrita.
The only reason why I know that is because I've got it written down.
La vida de hombres célebres y exitosos.
Life of men that are successful.
Cuando nosotros los vemos, nos impresiona.
When we see their lives, we're impressed by them.
Pero tenían una determinación en la vida.
And we're impressed because they had determination in their lives.
Tenían una visión en la vida.
Their lives was focused on one vision.
Caminaron sobre ella.
And they followed that vision, that path.
Corrieron sobre ella.
They ran after that path.
Como tengo tiempo.
Because we have the time.
Dijo un hombre que jugó basketball.
A basketball player.
Once said. Así, yo erré 9,000 tiros.
I missed 9,000 shots.
En el cesto.
At the basket.
En toda mi carrera.
In all of my career.
Yo perdí casi 300 partidos.
I lost almost 300 games.
26 veces me confiaron el tiro de la victoria.
26 times I was given the final shot in the game.
Y erré.
And I missed it.
He fallado.
I've missed.
Una y otra vez en la vida.
Once in a, one, time and time again in life.
Y es por eso que triunfo.
And that's why I triumph.
¿Quién fue él?
You know who wrote that?
Posiblemente dicen que fue, ha sido el mejor jugador de la historia.
Would you think that that was the best basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Y dijo.
He said.
Él dijo al final.
At the end.
He fallado una y otra vez.
I've missed time and time again.
Y es por eso que triunfo.
And that's why I triumph.
Ustedes han oído de Van Gogh.
You guys have heard of Van Gogh.
Era el pintor.
The painter.
El pintor holandés.
From Holland.
Ustedes han visto en internet sus pinturas.
You've seen all of his paintings. Whether
son
on internet
muy raras, muy tristes, muy melancólicas.
Very sad, a lot of them, very melancholy.
Él muere.
He dies.
Y piensa que fracasó en la vida.
He dies and he thinks his life is a complete failure.
Pero si queremos nosotros una pintura de él hoy en día.
But if you try and get one of his paintings today.
Esa cuesta millones de dólares.
It's worth millions of dollars.
No hay fracasos.
There are no failures.
Hay aparentes fracasos.
Sometimes it seems like there's failures.
Algunas veces nos sentimos como padres de familia.
Sometimes as fathers of our households we feel.
Nos sentimos que fracasamos.
Feel like we failed.
No tenemos los hijos que hubiéramos querido tener.
We don't have the children that we wish we had.
No les dimos la educación que quisiéramos haber.
We didn't give them the right education we wish that we had.
No vivimos en el lugar que les habíamos querido dar.
We didn't give them the home that we wish we had given them or lived in the place we wanted to.
Mi esposa y yo trajimos a nuestros hijos para educarlos a este país hace algunos más de 10 o de 14 años.
More than 10, maybe even 14 years ago, we brought our children here to try and educate them here in this country.
Los tuvimos hace dos semanas.
And 2 weeks ago, we were all together again.
Cuando nosotros llegamos a este país.
When we first come to this country.
Vivimos en Independence.
We lived in Independence.
Nos arreglaron una casita donde pasaba el tren tan cerca como está esas puertas.
They fixed up a little house and the house was as close to the train tracks as we are to these
cuando
doors
cuando pasaba
here.
El tren, nos se
when the train would go by, the whole house would
parecía
shake.
Que entraba por la
it seemed like the train was going right through the middle of the living room.
Una casa posiblemente de 140 años.
The house had to have been over 140 years
pero
old.
Yo les dije a mis hijos chicos,
but I said to my little children,
hemos llegado a este país,
we've come to this country
porque necesito que sus días, su vida vuele.
Because one day I need that your lives would be able to take flight.
Corríamos todos los días la calle 291 de Lee Summit a Independence.
We go every day 291 from Independence to Lee Summit.
Mi hijo se deprimió.
My son got depressed.
Me dijo, me levantaste y me sacaste de las raíces de mi país.
He said to me, Dad, you took me, you uprooted me from my country.
Le dije, te saqué, hijo.
I said, son, I did bring you out.
Porque nuestro pueblo.
Because our people.
En mi pueblo era muy pequeño.
I had lived in it, come from a very
no
small town.
No hubiera tenido las suficientes herramientas en la vida.
Said you wouldn't have had the right tools
yo
that you needed in life.
Yo quiero que tengas mejores herramientas que yo en la vida.
And I want you to have better tools than I had.
Yo quiero que vueles un día.
I want one day for you to be able to take flight.
Que tengas mejores herramientas
que yo en la
vida. That you would
have better tools than I ever had to use.
Dios usó ese tiempo maravilloso.
God used that marvelous time.
Mis hijos viven en este país.
My son lives here in this country.
Mi hija vive en Puerto Rico.
My daughter lives in Puerto Rico.
Y Dios les ha dado una vida decente.
And God has given them a decent life.
Yo tengo seis nietos.
I have six grandchildren.
Estuvimos con ellos una semana.
We were with them a week.
Cuando llevamos a nuestra hija y a nuestro yerno al aeropuerto.
When we took my daughter and my son-in-law to the airport.
No, mi esposa y yo nos pusimos los lentes negros.
My wife and I put on our real dark sunglasses.
Porque estábamos, no podíamos vernos el uno al otro.
Because we couldn't even look at each other.
Estábamos llorando.
We were crying.
Me vino a la mente a mí.
It comes to my mind.
Dije, yo fracasé.
I said, man, I really messed this up. I failed.
¿Por qué traje a mis hijos a este país?
Why in the world did I bring my kids to this country?
¿Por qué no los dejé en mi pueblo?
Why didn't I just leave them back there in my little town?
Todos los días.
And I'd be seeing them every day. They'd be with me.
Yo cometí un error.
I'm the one that messed up.
Yo no se lo dije a mi esposa.
I'd never said that to my wife.
La verdad que le damos gracias a Dios.
The truth is we are grateful to God.
Son momentos difíciles.
They're difficult times.
Pero le agradecemos a Dios.
But we're grateful to God.
Por habernos los prestado.
For having loaned to us.
En nuestras manos.
To have placed in our hands.
El tiempo que él quiso.
The time that he wanted to give us.
Cuando necesitaron volar.
When they needed to fly.
Tuvieron que volar.
They had the means to do so.
Gracias por el tiempo.
We're grateful for time.
Utilicen el tiempo que tienen.
Use the time that we have.
El impacto que puedan tener con tus hijos en su tiempo.
The impact that you can have in the lives of your children is important.
Mi hijo me llamó por teléfono.
My son called me up on the phone.
En mi familia.
In my family.
Muchos han muerto por drogas.
Many people have passed away because of drugs.
Por el alcohol.
Because of alcohol.
Por los vicios.
Because of vice.
Yo le dije a mi familia, tenemos una familia de alcohólicos.
And I said to my family, we have such an alcoholic family.
Un sobrino mío estuvo en la cárcel en El Paso porque pasó una camioneta con droga.
I have a family member that's in jail in El Paso because he tried to sneak some drugs into the country.
Así que la familia Esteban el apellido.
So there you can see the last name Esteban.
No tiene el mejor nombre.
In the registers, and we don't seem to have the best name, reputation.
Pero mi hijo me llama un día.
My son calls me one day, however.
Dijo, gracias, padre.
He says, thank you, Dad.
Por haber quebrado.
For having broken.
Por cortar.
For having cut.
La línea mala de la vida de nuestros antepasados.
For having cut that fatal root that our ancestors had left for us.
Yo no se lo dije.
And I didn't say it to him.
Él lo puso en su corazón.
He had that in his heart.
Y lo expresó.
And he expressed that to me.
Gracias por verlo.
I thank you for seeing that.
Impacten la vida de sus hijos.
Impact the lives of your children.
Las de su familia.
Of your family.
Que digan, mi padre fue de un solamente.
That they might say, my father was a single-minded man.
Sin duda fue difícil.
Without any doubt, it's difficult.
Yo recuerdo haberlo visto.
I remember having seen him.
Parecía que se levantaba de entre el polvo.
It seemed like just dust was flying all around him.
Y se ponía de pie nuevamente.
Because he had fallen, and he got up again. And he got up again because he was a single-minded man.
Les di la historia de Lincoln.
I told you guys about Lincoln's past.
No fue su mejor niñez.
Didn't have the best childhood.
Pero es un hombre que suena alrededor del mundo.
But he's a man whose name resounds throughout the whole world.
Tuvo un solo objetivo en la vida.
Because he had one objective in life.
Dice la escritura.
Scripture tells us.
Que el hombre de doble ánimo.
That the double-minded man.
Es inconstante.
Is unstable.
Sus caminos.
In all of his ways.
No voy a pasar el tiempo. No voy a durar mucho más.
Don't worry, this isn't going to last much longer. I'm not going to go over our time.
Hojas.
Skipped over a couple pages here.
Vamos a poner en nuestras vidas.
We have to put into our lives.
Para salir, ¿cómo salir nosotros de ese tiempo difícil?
Realize, how do we, in our lives, get out of difficult times?
Tenemos que tener determinación.
We have to have determination.
Para lograr lo que es correcto.
To be able to accomplish what is right.
Entendimos que el éxito no viene.
We understand that success doesn't come.
Porque tenemos talento.
Because we're talented.
Porque tenemos inteligencia.
Because we're intelligent.
Porque tenemos instrucción.
Because we've been instructed or trained.
Lo que nos lleva a esto es determinación.
What carries us to success is determination.
Y yo leía, ¿qué es determinación?
And you ask yourself, what is determination?
Es permanecer.
It is to keep.
Persistir,
to maintain or persist,
en la dirección correcta,
on the correct or in the correct direction,
en el trecho largo,
for the long haul,
y persistir en los sueños,
and to keep on the right path to accomplish your dreams.
El éxito es un proceso largo.
Success is a long process.
Arduo.
It's difficult.
Y a veces despreciado por los demás.
And sometimes it's unappreciated by everyone else.
Necesitamos tener determinación.
We need to have that determination.
Siempre en nuestras vidas.
Always in our lives.
Necesitamos tener visión.
We need to have that vision.
Para salir de nuestra doble mente, de nuestro doble ánimo.
To be able to get out of double-mindedness.
¿De dónde vendrá nuestra visión?
Where does that vision come from?
¿De dónde la podemos obtener?
Where can we get it from?
Segunda de Samuel 16:7.
Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 16.
16:7.
2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7.
16:7.
16:7.
Es primera de Samuel, hermano. Otra vez me equivoqué.
Sorry, it's 1 Samuel. If you'll turn back a book.
16:7.
1 Samuel 16:7.
Y Jehová respondió a Samuel.
But the Lord answered unto Samuel.
No mires a su parecer.
Said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance.
Ni lo grande de su estatura.
Or on the height of his stature.
Porque yo lo desecho.
Because I have refused him.
Porque Jehová no mira lo que mira el hombre.
For the Lord seeth not as man seeth.
Pues el hombre mira.
For man looketh.
Lo que está delante de sus ojos.
On the outward appearance.
Pero Jehová mira el corazón.
But the Lord looketh on the heart.
Dijo Samuel, y he encontrado el rey.
Samuel said, here I have found the king.
Aquí está el rey.
Here's the man.
¿Qué dice el contexto?
What does
el versículo
6? Verse 6.
Y aconteció que cuando ellos vinieron,
and it came to pass when they were come,
y él vio a Eliab,
that he looked on Eliab,
él dijo, de cierto delante de Jehová está el ungido.
Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
Dijo, Eliab es el rey.
He said,
sin duda.
He is the king, without any doubt, Eliab.
Su visión no era la correcta.
His vision wasn't right.
Él vio lo físico.
He saw the physical aspects.
Él vio lo externo.
He saw the exterior.
Y se equivocó.
And he got it wrong.
Le dijo Dios.
God said to him.
Verso 7.
Verse 7.
Samuel, no mire su parecer.
Samuel, look not on his countenance.
No vea lo grande de su estatura.
Or on the height of his stature.
Yo lo desecho.
Because I have refused
mira
him.
Jehová no mira lo que el hombre mira.
For the Lord seeth not as man seeth.
El hombre mira lo que está delante de sus ojos.
For man looketh on the outward appearance.
Pero Jehová mira el corazón.
But the Lord looketh on the heart.
Buscamos nuestro corazón.
We should look for that heart.
La grandeza está dentro de nosotros.
Greatness is inside us.
No importa, nos equivocamos al ver lo externo.
We get it wrong when we look only on the outside.
¿Qué tan difíciles son las cosas?
How difficult things are.
¿Qué tan difícil es edificar, pastor, el ministerio?
How difficult it is to build up pastors for ministry.
Qué difícil es nuestra gente.
How difficult people are in our churches.
Cada una tiene ideas diferentes.
Everybody's got a different idea.
Pero tenemos que tener una determinación en la vida.
But we need to have that determination in our
y
lives.
Tenemos que tener una visión.
And we need to have that vision.
La visión mía no es suficiente.
My vision alone isn't enough.
Es fácil de equivocarme.
Because it's so easy to get
es
it wrong.
Es fácil de caerme.
It's so easy to trip and fall.
Dice, necesitamos la visión de Dios
what
en nuestras vidas.
What we need is God's vision in our lives.
Terminamos con esto.
And we'll finish with this.
Hay dos hombres que tuvieron determinación en su vida.
There are two men that had determination in their lives.
Por cuestión de tiempo quiero parafraseárselos y darles la historia.
And because of time we won't read it, but I'll just paraphrase a little bit the story.
Ustedes ya la conocen.
You guys already know it.
La historia de esta historia es muy conocida.
It's a very well-known story
in Scripture. Están por entrar a la tierra prometida.
They're just about to go into the promised land.
Son 12 espías.
12 spies.
Han tenido poco tiempo para llegar a la tierra prometida.
They haven't had a whole lot of time till they've come up to the promised
Egipto.
Land. They've come out of Egypt.
400 años cautivos.
400 years they spent as slaves.
Han pasado años difíciles.
They've gone through difficult years.
Vienen millones de gentes.
Millions of people have now
están
come.
Están al borde de entrar a la tierra prometida.
And are on the border of going into the promised land.
Dios les dice que mande 12 príncipes.
God tells for them to select 12 princes.
Que vayan a la tierra prometida.
They would go into the promised land.
40 días.
For 40 days.
Reconozcan la tierra.
And they would search the land out.
Luego regresen.
Then they should come back.
Le comuniquen a la congregación.
Communicate their findings to the people.
¿Qué es lo que vieron?
What is that they saw?
¿Y qué es lo que van a conquistar?
And what is it that they're going to conquer?
Regresan los 12 después de 40 días.
The 12 come back after those 40 days.
10 personas.
And 10 people.
Traen un mal reporte.
Bring a bad report.
Le dicen, no podemos.
And they say to the people, we can't
hay
do
gigantes.
It. They're giants.
Somos pequeños nosotros ante ellos.
We're too small in their sight.
Solamente dos hombres.
Only two men.
Josué y Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
Le dijeron nosotros podemos.
They said to the people, we can do it.
El pueblo llora.
The people cry.
Se desanima.
They get discouraged.
Han oído la voz de 10 hombres.
They've heard the voice of 10 men.
Con una mente diferente.
They have a different mindset.
Con una mente negativa.
With a negative mindset.
Opuestas a la visión de Dios.
Opposite of what God's vision for their lives were.
Dos hombres les dicen, sí podemos.
Two men say, yes, we can do it.
El pueblo se levanta.
The people get up.
Quiere apedrear a Moisés y Aarón.
And they want to stone Moses and Aaron.
Entonces Dios viene la voz de Dios.
And so the voice of God comes.
Y le dice a Moisés.
And he says to Moses.
Este pueblo.
This people.
Va a vagar.
Will wander around
alrededor del desierto
in the desert
40 años,
for 40 years.
Un año,
one year
de castigo
punishment
por cada día que miraron la tierra prometida.
For each day that they were searching out the land.
Y pasaron 40 años en el desierto vagando.
40 years they go wandering through the desert.
Hasta que todos los viejos mueran.
Until all the older generation die.
Y los niños
and the children
hayan crecido y conquisten la tierra.
The children that have grown up have now go and conquer the land.
Solamente los viejos entrarán a la tierra.
Just two old men go into the promised
Josué
land.
Y Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
Cuando entraron a la tierra prometida.
When they go into the promised land.
Y pasaron los 40 años.
40 years have gone by.
Los viejos se murieron en el desierto.
The old men have already died off in the desert.
Solamente dos viejos entraron.
And just two old men go in.
Y Josué está repartiendo la tierra.
Joshua is dividing up the land now.
Se presenta Caleb.
And Caleb comes before him.
Dice, dame a mí ese monte.
And he says, you give me that mountain.
Yo tenía 45 años.
I was 45 years old.
Cuando fue contigo a reconocer la tierra.
When I went with you to search out the land.
Yo tengo 85 años.
I'm 85 years today.
Estoy
old
tan
today.
Fuerte.
And I'm just as strong today.
Como el día que fuimos tú y a reconocer la tierra.
As I was the very day we went out to search
y
this land.
Y reconocido.
And I want that.
La historia. Y lo que nos dice el libro de Josué.
History and what the book of Joshua tells us.
Le dio el monte.
He gave him the mountain he asked for.
Porque dijo, mi fuerza se mantiene conmigo.
Because he says, I still have the same strength.
Les dijo Josué.
Joshua says to them.
Ustedes ya están en la tierra prometida.
You guys have now possessed the promised land.
Mi casa y ustedes a quién van a servir.
He says, you guys need to choose this day who you will serve.
Mi casa y yo.
Because as for me and my house.
Serviremos a Jehová.
We will serve the Lord.
Dos viejos.
Two old men.
Mantuvieron una visión.
Who kept that vision.
Determinaron en su vida.
They determined in their lives.
Y la energía se mantuvo en sus cuerpos.
And their energy in their bodies kept up.
Yo lo reto.
With that vision.
Yo
I challenge
reto.
You all.
Si están pasando un tiempo de doble ánimo.
If you're experiencing a time where you realize
de
you're
doblemente,
you've got a double, you're halting between two opinions.
Metámonos en la visión de Dios.
Get on board with God's vision.
Determinemos esa decisión.
And let's determine the decision
Caminamos
that you have to make.
Sobre ella.
Let's go down the right path.
Yo le dije a mi esposa,
I said to my wife,
voy a tratar de sonreír el resto de mi vida.
I'm going to try and have a smile on my face for the rest
Qué
of my
lástima
life.
Lástima que vaya a sonreír cuando ya no tenga dientes.
It says I'm going to smile even when I didn't have teeth in my head.
Pero mantendremos una sonrisa.
But let's keep that smile.
Mantendremos un corazón.
Let's keep that heart.
Que Dios nos ayude.
May God help us.
Que Dios nos mantenga.
May God keep us.
La vida no es fácil.
Life isn't easy.
Pero necesitamos mantener una misma determinación.
But we need to maintain the same determination.
Con una visión.
With the same vision.
Que la visión sea del Señor.
And that the vision would come from
Cuando
God.
Digamos, si Dios nos permite a los 85 años.
And God willing, when we're 85.
Agarremos a nuestra esposa.
We get our wife.
Y digamos, vieja,
and tell
nosotros
her,
podemos llegar a ese monte.
Come on, old woman, that mountain's ours.
Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.